As chief exec, I take full responsibility for the shortcomings that are identified in the CQC's report. It's clear that we have not met the expectations of our public, our patients, our staff, and for that I am sorry. You have got my absolute commitment that we are determined, and I am determined to make sure we deliver the areas where we are required to improve. I'm very focused on that. We've got a detailed action plan. We've taken immediate action on all the things that we needed to ensure that services are safe. But I'm also pleased that the kindness and compassion of all our staff has been recognised by the CQC report as well.
We've come with 42, there are 42 points that said we were good and something like 11 or 12 that said required improvement, but we get an overall marking, if you like, of requires improvement. That's a bit of a kick in the teeth, isn't it?
So 80% of our areas are either good or outstanding, but there are clearly areas where we need to improve, and we've taken action on those immediate safety issues, so all our services are safe, but there are things that we need to learn, and this is why we welcome the report. It's important to welcome the report, to acknowledge it, and to learn the lessons that are set out in the report.
Do you think that the ongoing inquest into the sad death of Susan Warby and also Horace Nunn back in 2016 have had an effect on the CQC's judgment?
So with both of those families, as soon as we realised we'd made mistakes in our care, then we've immediately let the families know, and we've been completely open and transparent with those families. There has been also, with respect to one of those families, a significant data breach that happened after we'd fully disclosed our failings to the family. We have to take that very, very seriously. We did. I've looked into that. There are things that we could have done differently and I think handled better and more sensitively. And certainly I have apologised to staff and the people involved. They have been apologised to, and I am clear that we need to learn the lessons here. There will be a national, independent, externally commissioned review by NHS Improvement. We will make sure that we cooperate fully with that review. I welcome that review. It gives us an opportunity to learn, and any recommendations that are made as part of that review for us or for the wider NHS, I will ensure that we make sure that those recommendations are acted upon.
Steve Dunn, Chief Executive of the West Suffolk Hospital NHS Foundation Trust, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.